Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Friday. I hope you guys are ready for, thank God it's Friday. This is our party time. I have a lot of individuals on the phones and a lot of individuals who are emailing. So we're going to do a little Psychics Gone Wild. I want to thank all of you who've tuned in. You know who's on today. You know that, keep track. You can always find out on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Our wonderful, phenomenal hostess who's known for her magical way of handling things and doing her ability of being able to do seances, but has worked in a lot of areas. Patty Negri is not only an actress, she's a producer, she's psychic medium, does community activist, very all-around just good person. Patty, how are you doing today?
I am so good. It's Friday, and it's New Year, because to me the New Year is yesterday at Fallen. It's like a new start. Life is good.
I love it, Patty. Now, those of you who's tuning in, you've gotten to see Patty and you've been doing a lot of work here and a lot of individuality. This time of the year is very busy for us psychics and mediums. Patty, you had spoke last week. We were discussing a little bit on this, and we've had so many emails on it. It's about the psychic development. We have a lot of questions here today aimed at how do we get the magic with Patty, and, you know, if Patty does a 101 class, what all do I have to bring, and can anyone learn magic, Patty?
Yes, everyone can learn magic. I highly recommend everyone does. There's so much around us. It's like, you know, you want to learn a foreign language, you learn a foreign language. You want to learn, go to the gym and work out, you learn to work out. Magic is the same thing. I believe everyone, certainly there's people who are more natural, born with psychic ability and intuition, but I believe everybody has it. Some people just have to work at it a little bit longer. But magic in itself, and learning to work energy, learning to move energy and really create the life you want is open to everybody, absolutely everybody.
And I got to tell you, Patty, I had we've got quite a few people here in Tampa, Florida, some of my students, some of the other individuals who they've told me, they said, we need a certificate that says Magic 101 with Patty Negri, and she'll sign it for the ones who take the class. And I said, I'm sure we can work that out. And they were just so excited that you guys stay tuned. Hang on, because we are going to have that. And one thing that I love, and Patty did tell you guys last week on a way to a really simple way to bring in money and manifest it, and it's something that I'm working with individuals here. Let's talk a little bit about the aromatherapy. I had someone tell me that they had listened to a friend of theirs and they did the romance and they did the love and they put out all the vanilla and they put all these aromatherapies in the house and their dog is very happy now. They found out the dog loves the vanilla and has become very romantic. The problem is she's been spayed for 2 years, so there won't be no puppies, but the really good thing that's happened in her house by bringing in all this aromatherapy is her husband hasn't become, she said, more romantic, but he's more calmer in the house. And I said, you know, you've only done this for 2 weeks. You guys have got to realize, Patty, to explain to some of the people, I know this is an old belief and you'll have to help me and explain to me. I was always taught that the first couple spells or even doing magic can go a little kooky. You've got to, it's like anything, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, I wouldn't start out with, you know, I would start out with something simple and little. I would start out with like a little thing that bothers you about you or that you want to fix or you want a little blockage that you see you want to open up. You know, if you're going to build something, you're not going to start with, the Eiffel Tower or a 900-story building. You're going to start with, you know, a little cottage somewhere. Again, to get to work with your energies and your powers. And, aromatherapy is great. I work with elements because I'm an elemental magician. So I work with a lot of oils and scents and things. Literally every day I've got... It's like a whole apothecary of oils, and I get up and say, what do I need today? I either use moon cycle oils or flower oils or scented oils or oils that have already been mixed together for all sorts of things. And it's number one, you get the magic from each of those oils and scents, and it goes into your olfactory, which gets in through your blood and all your senses. And number two, equally important, it gives you the awareness of that. Yes, I am bringing love into my life today. I am bringing prosperity into my love today, into my life today. I'm going to rub it on my palms and open up those portals right there, that energy portal. I'm going to put them on the back of my neck for protection today because I'm going into maybe a hostile workplace. It's working on both sides of the realm, both sides of your brain, too, your intellectual, your intelligent side. Okay, I'm bringing this in, and your intuitive magical side where the magic is really being done.
Love that. And we've got a lot of you guys are already emailing me and emailing me and everything, mailing me and going, oh my goodness. So yes, you guys, and this is the interest and the excellent part about this. I had a person ask me, why do I do it? And I said, I do it because it works. I also believe in my, and you guys know that I am a reverend, different Christianity belief than pagan, but what's good about what me and Patty both do believe is it is something that can be done. It is light work. And individuals who are doing it, you respect the work you're working with. I had another individual who wrote me yesterday and was telling me, all these crazy things were going on from the stuff they had done. Well, you know, it's not like, you know, the old cook, you just throw it together. I have some recipes I do that with, and I used to laugh. I raised 5 children, so I could get away with that. But when you're talking about the elementals, you're talking about energies, like Patty said, know them, study them, and have fun with it. I think a lot of individuals, that you can make something a little silly, but it's because of that. I had a woman who wrote me, I don't know where she got it, and I'm not saying bad. Some things work, and if it works for you, it works. I know that my teacher had taught me a lot of light stuff that it was what she had learned and was handed down, and if it works for you. I think, like Patty said, don't you feel, Patty, that this is something too that you do work with them, and you get that fun side of you. If you're doing a magic and you're doing an energy and you're cranky, that's going to go into it. You could be putting out a love spell, and you're so grumpy, you're going to end up with that person that's got the attitude.
Yeah. Everything you are, everything you think, everything you feel, touch, taste, that's what you put into your magic. That's what you put into your intent. And I wouldn't be doing a love spell if I'm feeling real grumpy or you feeling a sense of lack. What you want to bring in and what you want to muster up before you even started is that anticipation, that hope of what's coming in. Again, we've talked about this before, but you have to be careful with love spells. Don't ever, ever do a love spell about a specific person. That gets into manipulative magic. That gets into dark magic. As light and as positive as it sounds, you don't have that person's permission to do a life spell on specifically Fred or Mike or Joe, that's manipulative magic. If you have a question on one of them, what is it that, you know, makes you like about them, how they make you feel, how they make you laugh? So let's create that person without putting any names or faces on it. So it'll be them or it'll be somebody better that comes in.
I love that. And that's exactly, and that's why, you know, both me and Patty both in that agreement, and never against someone else's intent. As we said, I've had a person that, you know, they don't understand the, it is the karma, it is the thing of it, and you need to do free will, because that's how all of us individuals are. We love all of you guys. We've got so many calls in. You guys, hang on. We're going to grab a few of you on the phone, and thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is the blast of, it's Friday, 678. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. This is Jethro and Patty Negri, and you are?
My name's Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth. Thank you for calling on Psychics Gone Wild. We are trying to have a little fun here. It's Friday, and you've got energy here. Do you want to ask a specific question, or what would you like to do?
Just what exactly are you picking up on for me right now?
Oh, you're going to make me work for my money. I know how you roll. Oh, my God, Elizabeth, I am getting a lot of energy around you that there's some other effect. It looks like you're dealing with some other people's relationships there. I feel that there's some combustion, and I'm feeling I feel it's passion. I feel it has to do with love. I feel it has to do with the energy. And Elizabeth, that's why it's funny you said, because that's why I was a little like, do you want to go there, or should we be good? Because it is Friday, but I love what's happening, because you are a very intense person, and I'm not just picking up one person there. I feel like you've got a combination, like you could pick and choose right now who and all you want to date. It's just there's a lot of energy around you that's very, I would say, romantic. And what are you feeling here with Elizabeth?
Yeah, I feel a little, I feel what he's saying, all this energy, all this little passion and fire and a little bit of confusion on it, but I'm also feeling a protection, a little wall, like you're not trusting yourself, or you're not trusting the situation, like you put up a little wall. Does that sound right?
It does.
Yeah, so look at that wall. Wall, you know, I mean, understandable, walls of protection are one thing, but just walls to avoid something, that's different. Peek over it once and again, or move it.
And you know, Elizabeth, your psychic energy is part of that development. That's why you're also calling in. You need to settle up a time. Get with us. Write me at psychicsgunwall.com, and we'll get you a date here in November when Patty's doing her class, because your intuitive is part of what's raising this energy.
Mm-hmm.
Patty's saying the fire. You've got so much energy that, you know, you girl, you need to be reading with us yesterday. You should have already been hired and in working and helping do your own energy. But what's happening is what you're doing psychically and coming out is also, it's manifesting, and this is the time. Patty says new year. I know for a lot of us, this is the, I love it, being a Scorpio. Saturn is in our sign right now, and it's all karma. And I'm not bragging, but my other life must have been really good, because I'm having a blessing upon blessing. And you are too. It's your time. The guys are telling me it's your time. You, like Patty said, those walls and those energies, some of it has to kind of barter a little bit, so some of the cool stuff can get in.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know it. You know it. You've got this really wonderful knowing about you. You just have to kind of trust your intuition.
Thanks. I'm just so excited, because you're right, and it's just confirmation for me, and I'm just excited to open my intuitive gifts even more and to explore and manifest everything that I've been wanting.
Wow.
So, yeah, good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Elizabeth, you also were the winner of the ladies' Arango necklace. She's been giving them out all month. We pulled the dice here at number one, and you're the first caller, so you win. Go ahead and get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com. Put down, this is Elizabeth. I do need your snail mail. I am psychic, but I don't want to pick up the phone book. It's Elizabeth. And, you know, I've had people, it's funny, people are like, well, you're psychic, Jethro. I waited a month. Where's my book? I'm like, you got to send me your snail mail. I'm good. But, you know, the joke was, I had a friend who always told me, grab that phone book and just read it. You know, what do you think is going to happen to those people? So definitely send it to me. And thank you. Congratulations. And thank you for listening to Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you. Peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
Blessings. And while I'm on the blessings with you guys, we need a favor. A lot of you guys call in. You ask, you're like, I love Patty. I want to see Jethro. Let me add Dina. Where's Jan Bach Drakey? Make sure you're putting in for us at the Lightworkers. We've been nominated at NewYorkGate@AOL.com, and those of us nominated. I know that Patty's one of our phenomenal people, but we want you to put that on there. They can pick up to 5 people, and I need your help. All of you listeners and all of you fans, this is the time where we give you all the free. We try to help you on the phones. Please give us this back. So they know, and other individuals will know it that look up Lightworkers, Patty's good. Well, we want everyone to know that. And it is one of the fun things about this career. We're good because you make us good. So go in there, write NewYorkGate@AOL.com. Patty Negri, you know, Jethro, whoever else you love on the shows, Gary Wimmer, whoever, the 5 you love, send it in. And what's great about it is, Patty, let them know a little bit about what they do there in New York Gate so other people can know about us and help us get out there and help more people.
Yeah, we are part of an organization called the American Federation for Certified Psychics and Mediums, which Jethro and I both belong. And our founder started out doing these books about the best psychics in the world because he saw that, you know, doctors have fabulous organizations, lawyers have organizations. The ones who really need it are the good, ethical, honest light workers to bring us up in the world as well. So he started this, and then he started this contest. So that's where the vote for your favorite psychics contest came in. And you could vote for your favorite. You also can vote for your favorite radio show, hint, hint, as in Psychics Gone Wild. So just in that same email, it takes 20 seconds, right? My favorite psychics are, my favorite mediums are, my favorite tarot readers are, my favorite radio show is Psychics Gone Wild. And you can vote up to 5 in each category. And that will really help us a lot. It'll help the radio show a lot. It helps visibility of the Federation, of Psychics Gone Wild. And it's free and takes mere seconds.
Very much, and very true. We love all of you guys. I've got so many people writing in, yes, and we love them. And yes, Jan can be in, Patty can be in. That's the fun of it. And what I love about you guys, last year you made us number 2 show. We were voted in, and it was because of you listeners. We love here, and I say we, I actually consider myself, Kay, Patty, Amy Kavanaugh, Jan Drake, and Gary Wimmer and Peggy and all of the family here in Psychics Gone Wild, Dina Flanagan, all of us together, we put this out. We do this for you guys, not only for you to get a chance to see what type of readers we are, but to have fun. And this is another way to have fun. So all of you guys that are putting in the Psychics Gone Wild, I had someone write me back yesterday. They said, I had the most fun. Yes, October won 2 bracelets, and they did go out to her. That's what happens. We're going to be giving out a lot of prizes here. We do celebrate Christmas here. Remember last year, me and Amy Kavanaugh single-handedly, I think, ripped out more of our tongue, sending out all of this stuff, licking it. I finally got the wise idea, buy a sponge, Jethro, so that I could get the stuff mailed to you guys. We're going to be doing the same thing again this year. There's a lot of stuff. Those of you who asked for it, we'll get Jan to write some more poetry. That'll be one of the prizes. I'm going to give away a couple readings. We've got a lot of stuff. Gary's doing a lithmacy class. Definitely tune in to PsychesGoneWild.com, and that's what we love about you guys. Let's get a hold of another. We got a bunch of callers. They're waking up this morning. 661, how are you? 661, ready for some fun?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi, I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
This is the second time I've actually listened to the show, and I just want to say it's so interesting with what you're talking about, spells and everything. I just really find it interesting. And I thought I'd call in today and just anything that comes through.
I love that, and thank you. And I'm being a hog. I do it by doing the name. Would you like to – I'll let Patty start first and let ladies go first. We're both phenomenal. I'm just really wound right now, and I need to – you feel I've had my sugar.
I know. I've been living on Halloween candy.
Oh, we got the good stuff this year. We were good. We love it. And you're going to have to give me, for my guides, the permission to give me your first name, so I have permission from your guides to read you by saying your name.
Of course. I've got 5, but one of them is Hannah. Well, it's my first name, so Hannah.
That's fine. That's beautiful, Hannah. And that's just all the guys are giving me the energy for the acceptance of reading. And what I love for you, Hannah, is there is a lot happening. You're not only interested in the magic and the energy and the gift here, but once again, we've got someone, you've got some other of your own energies awakening. The guys are telling me that you have love there, but you have some individuals there who you're giving energy to, and you're like Patty. Now, this is a compliment, and you know, anyone knows how well I think of Patty. I very revere her and respect her, and I love love the fact that you are a core. You're a person that's brought energy in. People come in and around you, and you help shift or move them, Hannah. The angels are telling me that you're sociably not only putting energy forth, but once again, we had the lady before with the fire. I'm feeling a lot of that from you in the strength. You're also not just helping there, but you've got another location or somewhere else that you're also needed. People like Patty fight for your attention. They love you, and they want you there to help make their life better.
Okay. That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, I'm getting, there's something, I'm not quite sure if it's a person or an S. It's Spirit is talking to me. Sally, Sadi, is that ringing a bell to you, something with an S and then a vowel? Not being very clear. Something to your attention right now.
Well, I not really. The only person I can think of is Susan, and that's my mother.
It could be Susan. Is there something going on with her right now?
She's going through a hard time.
Okay, then that's her. I just wanted to get an S and then a vowel. I didn't know what it was. Give her a call today, actually. I'm feeling like you should give her a call just for some assurance and let her know you're there for her, because some of that magic that you have, she could really use right now.
Okay, I will.
And I
will. She's going through a rough time.
Yeah, I can feel that. Again, and you could just give her some peace and some solace. And you have some wisdom together, too. I think you don't often give it to her because you don't think maybe she'll hear you, but she will more than you think that you do.
I usually think she doesn't listen really, or maybe, but I've been going just to say what Jethro said and together with you, what you were saying. I'm going through some really going really deep into myself and trying to find out who I am and what I want. And I'm also in a relationship at the moment, and it's been a bit rocky, but it's been a lot to do with my own search and awakening of what I want and all these energies happening. It's very intense, but it's also very exciting. So it's positive, although it seems negative, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so it is. I'm seeing you're at a crossroads to the next level. It's not always the most comfortable place, but it's a really big growth place, and it's a really big movement forward for you.
Yes, and I have somebody that gives me so much space and says, when you're ready, I'm ready. And that's exactly what I need now. So I'm quite happy.
Yay. So call your mom.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. And Hannah, you rock, and you. Thank you for checking us out. Don't forget to go on Facebook and say hey to everybody. There's where we chat on our Psyche's Gone Wild room. We had a conversation this last week about what happened to the pumpkin faces. We got a bunch of people being silly, but it's like, go ahead and write in there. We do write in. We are going to go back this starting here, I say, with it, but me and Dina Flanagan are going to be watching Psyche's Gone Wild, and we'll be giving out email readings. So those of you who put your picture in there, you can have a free reading to see what we're sensing, what we're getting. It's one of the abilities that we did before when we used to do our psychic chat, and we're bringing it back because you guys asked. Speaking of bringing back, Melissa Berman's going to be on Sunday, you guys. There's another American Federation psychic. She was on last September when we had our conference and came on, and you guys wanted her. You had to have her, and so we've talked to her in California, and she said she'd come on with Jethro. So tune in Sunday at 3 p.m. The other name that has come up this week, we've had a lot of people asking for, is the phenomenal Van Duren, and I will see what we can do. That's a very good friend of Patty's, and
yeah.
I met her. She's a lovely lady. She has the most beautiful hands in the world. She's a beautiful woman altogether. But I got to tell you guys, as a palm reader and a person with this, Van Duren's rocks. I mean, her hands should be like the lady that sells Palmolive or something. I don't know. They're just beautiful.
Yeah,
so,
she's inside and out, she's one of the most amazing people.
Sweetheart. We are having it. You guys are having fun. What is going on? It's Psyche's Gone Wild 720. You're up to the shoot. We got you by the ear. What is happening in there? How are you, 720? Oh, my gosh, I scared him right away. No tease about ears. Hello. Okay, we are having a little bit of, we are having a little difficulty there. I don't know what happened to you, but this is Psyche's Gone Wild. And I guess it is wild because I've got you, 720. Can you
hear
me? Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Michelle.
Well, Michelle, I was a little worried.
How are you guys doing?
This is Jethro and Patty Negri, and you're on Wild, and I think you are, Michelle. Okay. Welcome to our Friday. Oh, well, see, there's the Halloween candy. That's what got me. Patty just said she's got We love it. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, my question is, I hope you guys can see, when am I going to move or relocate, and I have to go somewhere where I can take my cat.
Hmm.
Okay, are you looking for a place now?
Yes.
I think you're going to find it soon, but I think you need to expand your looking a little bit, if that makes sense. Like if you're looking for one specific thing or in one specific area, Spirit's sort of saying step out of the box a little tiny bit, because there's a really great place waiting for you that you won't see if you don't step outside of the box a little bit.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, you'll have to bring your cat. That's your family.
Yes. That's actually my familiar, so he's got to come.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, and that's why the energy with you. I laugh because Patty has turned our sometimes our soul staying here will turn a beautiful purple, and it's normal not. It's a scary gray. You called in, and the lights went, and the energy's going. And all teasing aside, I wasn't going to grab you by the ear, but it's like what I want to laugh is that I just had to tell you that you have that kind of joyful energy of like Gabriel. I'm feeling that angel with you. They said to laugh in your heart and to feel that. My Christian work and my lights are telling me with you that that's part of why you are just really a good person, is your heart chakra. You can't help laugh. You're going to find some way to enjoy life. They're telling me this was the life for you to do that. And I'm very blessed that you called us. I feel all happy. You made me feel better just teasing you for a few minutes about the candy.
Thank you. I know at first I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me. So I don't know if that's Blog Talk or what.
Yeah.
The little gremlins hiding in the internet.
Yes. The ghost in the machine.
Yes. Well, we love you, and thank you for calling in. We got to run here. We got people lining up behind you.
Okay.
Bye.
It's there.
Bye, Michelle. We love you dearly. And I'm teasing some of you guys that are calling in. I've had a couple of you that get bipped in and bipped out, and then you wrote me and were mad. It's not me. It is the phones doing that. We just watch it go by as it goes. There's been quite a few of you dropped. Please contact us at 773-897-6461. Listen in. Get a reading. Have some fun. It's 814's turn. How are you, 814?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jethro and Patty Negri on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Really hyper. I think the candy has got me.
The two of us together, well.
It's true. You are. Would you like a reading? I could feel energy. You've got something going on there. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, my question is, I had an interview on Monday, and I wanted to see what either of you were getting on that.
I get it that it's going to go really well. You're going to be at your best. You're going to be really good. They might have to warm up to you a little bit, though.
I already had it. It already happened this past Monday.
Well, then they are warming up to you then. You did really good, though, didn't you?
I thought I did, and they were nodding their heads a lot through everything.
It's still in process. I saw that first, like, that maybe they saw, like, well, that's maybe that you didn't pick a picture of what they thought at first, but they are totally, totally, totally leaning towards you. So I think it feels really good, don't you, Jethro, or what do you...
I agree. I feel the same way. And they're also saying that it's very much with you and the guide work there, that it's setting there, and it looks like I keep getting manifestating an energy that's going there. I apologize with the guys keep swaying back and forth. That's why I said with the other part, too. I think this is what's got you a little anxiety. Can I get a first name again?
Amy.
Amy, that energy with you, there the guides give me more permission. The guides are telling me that you also, Amy, have worked with some situation there with some other stuff that's going on at the same time, and this is why Patty and me both are getting it so good, is that the guides are trying to get some of this other handled. You have some other financial things that are coming through for you, or something else that's also in a windfall, and you're a little bit nervous of your own intuition. You know, you should never go against your gut feeling. Your gut feeling's really on.
Yeah.
You know? And we, I love what the guys are telling me. I'm supposed to tell you this, that you know that, Amy, there's also some really good situations here that you're supposed to laugh and make it fun. That's why you called in with me and Patty. I mean, we're the two most wildest ones. We're like, we will laugh. We will find a way to get something wild going. And that's why you were called in with this Libra and this Scorpio. And I feel a union with you in that this has got you a little uptight, that you're a little not only nervous about the stuff, but if you can laugh it off and get through it, it'll really make it happen for you.
Yeah, you've been really, really good. They see it. They feel it. They know it. It's churning now. It's in the work.
Yeah. So. And we love you calling in, and we hope that helped you. Come back and talk to us again. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. The phones are going off the wall. 561, you're in next. How are you, 561?
Hello?
Yes, how are you? Can you hear us? We can hear you.
Oh, good. I just want to know, when you see, like, any men coming in, you know, my social life, do you see anybody coming in soon within the next month or two?
I need to get your first name for my guides. I apologize. Sometimes they won't do that.
Oh,
without
Mara.
Permission.
Mara?
Okay, thank you, Mara.
Sarah?
Yes.
Well, the first thing that I saw, I got hit, was January, which isn't the next month or two. It's actually 2 months. But,
mm-hmm.
I got just a real strong hit on January. But that's not saying don't get out there and you might not meet them first and start something going. Have you been getting out and being open to it, having your heart and your life really open to meeting somebody?
Well, I go to the gym a lot, and I think, well, could it happen there?
Yeah, it could happen there, but you have to be open to it when you go in. I mean, not like you're going in trolling or anything, but just like, hey, here's a possibility that I could meet some nice people here. Maybe one of them could be somebody I could be interested in. I'm just getting, like, open up your aura, your energy field a little tiny bit. You're a little bit protected.
You pick up any names or anybody?
I get that somebody's already got an eye on you. Is there somebody, it could be at the gym or something, but somebody's already taken notice of you. Is there somebody you've already taken notice of?
Well, yeah, but I don't, there's a couple of people, but I don't know, you know, if they're, you see, they're a little bit younger than me. That's the thing, you know. So I don't know if that bothers them. It doesn't bother me. So that's what I'm saying. Do you see any possibility?
Okay. Well, there's somebody. Well, the first thing I got, I would need their first names, like Yasuo does. But there, all I know is that there's somebody who is interested in you and has already taken notice of you. Do you want to give me the name of one of the people that you're thinking about? Or
it's two different people. There's two different initials. One's a D and one's a B.
I get a stronger hit on the D. I'm not as good as initials with full names, but I get a stronger hit on the D. But Jethro, what are you getting on the D?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yes, Patty's right on with the D, and it's ironic because the guys are showing me that there's another situation with you that is going to crop up around this. Girl, you've got some people chasing you. They really want to date you. And
I know, but at first I was like, well, they're younger than me, and you know what I mean, and you know what I'm saying, but now I'm like, well, that shouldn't be an issue.
I know.
I
think 5 years older than me. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that love is the answer. If you feel love, it doesn't matter. Age has got nothing to do. I know of people that are 18 and 20 years older who have the best love. I mean, their life, they have that where they get up and they cook with each other. They do things with each other. You know, we just recently had a couple here. The wife passed, and it was the most beautiful experience. Those of you who listen into the energy, because what happened is her totem came, got her, and they're going to be doing a funeral. The gentleman is like 80-some years old. He just turned around and he said, she's went, and he goes, I'll be going here in about a year. It was just like their whole thing was so much love. So I do see that your energy there. I just want to make sure we get sure, because Mari, I feel that you're so intense with this love that they've got with you, that you also are the queen bee. You know, that's your totem. You knew that you're a bee totem, right?
No.
That means
a lot.
See,
the thing is, with these two people know each other, so that's what I'm saying. I'd have to choose one person, so I'm just saying this one looks stronger. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And I don't play the human twister game. I'm teasing you, but I just wanted to tease you because we really were cute how you did that. You just were real shy, and I'm sorry. I had to turn you a little red. You're all embarrassed, and I had to do it. But I just wanted to see if you were paying attention, because sometimes people will say what else is happening. You got a little red there because you're like, I can't keep them both. I've got my hand in the can of cookie jar, and only one gets to come out. I understand.
Yes, they know each other. They know each other, and it's the same place. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say which one you saw a stronger liking for me.
Well, I got the D, whatever the D is. But get to know both a little bit more before you make any kind of a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see where, you know, let nature take its course a little bit.
But you said it's not going to happen till January.
Well, I said that you probably get to know him, but I mean, as far as going into real relationship, I just got hit with the word January.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Back on time. That could mean December or February or.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you got the holidays coming up, so I'm hoping, you know, I don't spend New Year's alone again.
Well, yeah, I don't think you will.
Well, I would know. Definitely study up on that totem, because it's a good thing and it's a complimentary thing. People, I have a lot of individuals who, when it comes to this, especially like bees, or it comes to even a spider totem, it's phenomenal. Spiders are very creative. They do other things too. A lot of individuals will get nervous. We were discussing this yesterday about a person who has a rat totem, and it's a very cool totem. It's one of those things that are very creative and work. A bee is a real good one. A queen bee usually ends up striving. It's very much worked and needed, and there's blessings coming. You're coming into your own. Everyone has their seasons, and I feel that you may have spent New Year's Eve alone, but it's now that's done. You've also got something really good with this new love that's happening. I feel that, like Patty, that D, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So we love you. We're going to grab someone else. We hope we helped you, because this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are now grabbing another phone, number 209. You're a fine 209. How are you?
Hey, Jethro, it's Pamela. How are you?
Oh, you are fine. Good. Very good, Pamela. So, California, I've got my two favorite people, Patty and Pamela, from California, and you got these cute grandkids on there. My little grandkid's on there, just 4 years old. He's already going to school, and I looked on the school pictures, and your guy was beating him. He's standing on his head.
That's Noah. I know. Grandkids are the best.
Well,
yeah,
I'm glad you called it, Pamela.
I've got this plan in my head, and I just want to make sure that the guys are lined up with it. No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to get some feedback. I'm studying for my real estate license, and then I want to move to Tahoe, which I just want to do forever. I'm crazy. I miss the snow, and I want to go to the mountains. So, I'm thinking in March or April. Just seeing if you guys kind of see anything happening with that.
Well, you have such intent. Of course, you can make that happen. Let me see. Moving to Tahoe.
Yeah,
and you're going to make it happen. You're totally going to do it, and you're going to make it happen. Because we're in charge of our own destiny that way.
Good. Yeah. No, I feel really good about it, really good energy, and just really focused. And even though where I'm at is a gorgeous too, Santa Cruz by the ocean, I'm just kind of ready, for a little bit of a change.
It's beautiful up there.
Oh, for sure.
Tahoe, yeah. Oh, you'll do well. You'll have fun.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you, Pamela. I know that we went to school together, and California is one of the states that is very hard for the real estate license. I have friends and work through a lot here. I have a lot of individuals who are doing very, very well here in Florida. It's doing very good financially. So if it gets cuckoo and you get bored, come over here. And if we know if you pass the California one, you definitely got an ace. They say it's the hardest test out of all of their tests is what I've been told.
Yeah, and I don't really want to do the real estate. I just want to do it for, because what I'm doing right now is for a real estate company, the escrow. And, you know, just still stay in the office and just handle all the, you know, all the documents. But if you have the license, you get a little bit more money, and you can, you know, then tour the homes. And or I've done property management in the past, and I thought, you know, also I need a license, and I can do some, you know, property management for the vacation rentals and such. So, yeah, I really don't want to have to do the real estate agent. I'm just more like getting this just so it's just a certificate I have, and it's just, you know, just better. And it's interesting. I find it really interesting. So
I'm impressed. You always were that way in school. Me and Pamela are friends for everybody who's listening in here for a minute, and then we'll get back to the show. I just love that. We went to school together. You were always so smart. I knew I shouldn't have played hooky, huh? I should have stayed in those classes. I just couldn't get out. They bored me. I wanted to go with the trees. I wanted to talk to – oh, my gosh, now I learned.
It can happen later in my life, for sure. Like, you know, now single and just focus. Kids grown, grandkids, you know. Then you can just kind of focus. And then, yeah, it's fun. It's a whole world out there to explore.
Well, blessings, Pamela. Thank you for calling in. Tell everybody about this New York Gate at AOL.com. Please vote for me and Patty and a few of our wild people. Like It's Gone Wild radio show, if you would.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We love you guys. We're out. We're going here. We still got a little time. We got people writing in. I'm going to take just a minute, Karen, and then hang on, Karen, just if you'll stay quiet just for a minute, then we'll take you on the phone. I have a couple of emails here. I have an individual who's writing in that they ask, and Patty, they've got some seriousness going on in their life, and they're not sure what they should ask on the breaking up. They don't feel that their relationship's making it, but they're not sure that they can take a step by themselves. Is there any advice you would have, and is it okay to use magic to look into or anything like that to see what I should do with this relationship that's not working out in it's Idaho?
Hi, Idaho. I would use magic for is to look inside. This is the time to do some soul searching. If you know it's not working out, it's not working out. Is it fixable? Look into that. Did something shift? Did you shift? Did something change within it? If you know inside that it's really not going to work, set yourself free, because you deserve to have the best. You really do deserve to have the best. So many people are so afraid that they're going to lose something to have anything versus something good. But something good is always out there if you follow your heart. So what I would use magic, I mean, you can, if you decide you really want to stay with this person, there's spells you can do with that person, a stay together and bind the love and help communication spells. If you have their permission and you work with them, there's beautiful spells like that. But I mean, the best spell on that one is just communication. And again, in searching inside, what you know, trust your intuition, trust your knowledge. Are you happy? Can you be happy? And if no, you know, make room for something better.
Very true. And, you know, and I love this. They're writing back. They go, Patty, thank you. You've made me feel hope, realizing that I can still go on with it. We're going to turn around and grab that phone back. And thank you, Karen, for waiting a minute. I hope you can do it. There's a little technical today. Someone said I'm buzzing. I think it's my new headset. It's about ready to cook. It's like a microwave sound.
Yeah.
So, Karen, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Jethro and Patty. I love your laugh. They add a lot of joy.
And I love your putting your name on here so I don't have to go, and who are you? And they go, but you're psychic. I'm like, yes, but I only have like 37,000 people calling.
I'm just wondering, Jethro, I was listening to your whole show, and I feel very blessed that I had the time to be on your show. I've listened to it in the past, and you have some beautiful followers that have been part of my journey. And I wonder what you see for me in the next step.
Excellent. Karen, I'm hearing energy here, Patty. What are you seeing? And this will be with Karen. I keep seeing green.
Green?
Yeah, a lot of green.
Yeah.
They're telling me.
Go on, because I'm trying to form a picture. Go on.
I apologize, Karen, but I'm seeing the green with you, and it looks like to me that it's had some individuals are coming into your life. They're showing them coming into this path, and it's very positive. They're giving me a lot of color with you, and it's very good. Green, I know as a teacher in healing, but they're telling me with the guides is that it's a time also that you're ready to take on the stuff that you've put together. It's time for you to teach what you've been absorbing. And that's time now to put together. You have more knowledge than you realize that you've been taking in, and now the angels want you to put that out into a way, in a form that's going to promote you, plus also get you in front of people. I keep hearing, they keep showing me, and they show me like the path, you walking and then people coming through, and then they're gone, and people coming through, and it looks like you're giving each and every one of them a little bit of what you've learned about this path to help them enlighten them.
Yes, I do that. I work two part-time jobs that deal with people. One is the university, and each and every day I pray to be a conduit. So sometimes words come across my mouth to a specific child or perfect child. I say, you know, these are young adults, that as they walk away, I think, where did that come from? It's like words of wisdom. And, yeah. And I think, okay, so it's not about me serving coffee. It's about me being here. And healing my presence, my words, and I have been on Blog Talk for 4 years, following and listening and learning from so many beautiful teachers, and I've been very blessed. And I feel like I want to start giving back. I find myself in two minimum wage jobs that are very physical, and I think I know that I'm bigger than that. However, I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I use my gifts as I'm learning, and I'm realizing it was a platform, but I need a bigger platform, and I also need remuneration so that I can follow and learn and go deeper into some of the work that I know that I feel drawn and compelled to follow. And I'm wondering if the lack of finances to do that is just an answer that's not yet where I need to go.
Yeah, you're still getting a lot of lessons right here, right now. And when that gets finished, you're going to move on and be fine. I really do get the connection with young people. Young people can hear you and relate to you. So I really do see you taking a much larger platform, like Jethro said, but really working with that in-between young age group that won't hear a lot of people, but they do relate to you. So I'm just here right now. It's literally like you're in training for working with this. So the money will come, the less physical will come, but you're where you're supposed to be right now, because you're learning a lot every day, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like I said, you know, I've been put in a platform in a higher, you know, in the university, and these children in between classes, in between exams, you know, they're coming to me, and I know that they're exhausted, they're away from home, and I'm the mom away from home. And I know that when they're coming up to my station, I have those few minutes as I'm making waffles to talk to them. They're open, they're hungry, they're, you know, they listen, and they're, you know, I've had them write letters to management about me, and I'm their mom away from home. And that's what warms and heals my soul, is when I'm able to connect. Which is funny, because throughout my life I'm close to little children and I'm close to elderly, but that was an age group that I felt uncomfortable with, and I also felt like because they were, you know, at that stage in their, you know, at university, which isn't an experience that I had, that why would they, you know, how could I talk to them? How could I even connect with them? But you're right, because I'm nurturing them in a different way, they're open. I never noticed that before. I wasn't aware of that. That's beautiful.
And I think what Jethro said about colors, that's where those colors are working in. Your colors are different than their professors or their parents or their energy, and you have this openness that, wow, no matter what you're doing, you're going to be a leader that way. A hand holder.
Thank you, because I was trying to figure out why at my age am I, you know, after all my experience and, you know, being able to earn a lot of money and have freedom, am I now in two minimum wage jobs, you know, working really physical jobs and not having money come in like I had? What's the lesson? I kept thinking, what is the lesson? Why am I here? And and not wanting to be where I am, but knowing that I have a larger purpose, but it's just not knowing and being confused as to what that was. So I hear what you're saying. Thank you.
It's your own school. If you're in school, and then all that other will come back. And I think the universe put almost everybody, as we go through this ascension and the shift, we were going from such this material-based world to this more ethereal world that we had to go, that's not what it's all about. Yes, we're going to get past this, and yes, abundance is coming back and going to come back. But I think the universe had to just kind of, you know, kick us in the back of the knees a little bit and show us what really important. Had you not had all this happen, maybe you wouldn't have discovered this beautiful gift you have of working and relating with young people.
And I find being on Blog Talk, which is such a beautiful platform and a gift, you know, that I'm very grateful for, that when you're, you know, when you feel like you're in the trenches and you're hurting, and sometimes that's the only avenue you have to reach out, that these, you know, people like yourselves that are so generous and so beautiful, you know, each call, each help, like everything that comes up, so it'll be a relationship problem, it'll be a money problem, it'll be, you know, whatever, that somebody is there to listen, to guide in love and to help, and sometimes to even energetically give you that push and that slap, you know, like wake up. And, you know, sometimes we can go into our head and hear everything, but at some point you have to apply it. And sometimes you need that nudge to say, get out of the fear, move forward. You know, you can get all the information, but if you're not going to apply it, then, you know, you need that reminder that it's time to go within and listen instead of looking outward. But sometimes you still need to reach outward to learn.
Yep. You're a wise girl.
Thank you. I'm so blessed. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show and sharing with you and your insights with me. I love you. Namaste.
Oh, we love you. Namaste. And we love all the ones that are going here. We're going into the wildest times, Patty. We've got a lot of individuals saying, you just get started now, you got to go. We got time for a couple more people. That's what we love about it. You know, we always keep it fresh. We keep it wild. And we keep you guys coming back. And we keep wanting to come back. I had a person say, why do you do it? And I said, because I love it. It's fun. Thank you, Karen. You got me a little emotional there. I get a little sensitive. You can hear my... I was like, there. I guess it's one of those days. 856, you get your kicks. How are you, 856? You're on. You got in.
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Really good. This is Psychic Jethro and Patty Negri, and this is...
Rosemaria.
Hello, yeah. Rosemaria. Oh, I'm so glad. And did you get your necklace that we sent you in the mail?
I got it. I don't know if you got my email, but that I got it.
Good. No,
sure
I'm psychic, but I worry because I know with you, we had people, I thought they better not be having your mailman wearing that necklace. He can take it off. You know, I'm like, that's my Rosemary's necklace. I gave it to her. So how you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good, really good here, and I'm glad you called in. I read for you, and I love you dearly. I'm going to let Patty have a go, so just be fair, because people go, okay, why? And it's like, because I know as a reader, you know, the situation. I've read for you, and I'm very accurate, but I want you to ask a question, Rosemary, because I'm feeling there's a lot going on. Are you getting tense again? I feel like you're a little stressed.
Pretty much trying to get that job, so trying to move out and moving on.
Oh, Rosemary wants a job.
In a relationship, if he wakes up.
So that's what you're looking. You're looking for a job, and you're looking for a relationship with somebody who's asleep.
You're relocating at the same time.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because levity is good. Again, I know Jeff knows you. I don't know you, but I want to tickle you. I want you to just almost like lighten up a little and just. See the big picture, fly like a bird a little bit, and see all the good things that you do have. I know things aren't always what you want and what you're seeing, and sometimes I get that you see the lack in what you don't have a little bit bigger than what you do have, but always remember to go, wow, I do have this. I'm healthy. I'm young. I'm this. I'm that. I'm the other thing. And then I'm going for that other stuff, but a little bit more laughing. Eat some more candy, like Jeff Miller. No. But again, a little more joy to be a day of life and focus on that and put your energy on that, and all that other stuff will start coming. I do see you getting, are you looking for one specific job? I see something in the works, something like getting ready to come to you.
There's a few that, one's like, I don't know what that one's all about, like asking me the same questions on email. He already talked to me on the phone, so I don't know about that one. There's another one I'm waiting on for them to contact me so I can start that one and go for it and relocate it with it. So it's going like back and forth. So it's up in the air, pretty much.
Okay. Well, something's getting ready to hit. I don't know which one it is, and I hear names or things, but I get it. Something is really in the works for you. So just keep having faith and keep really open to all of them. Keep out there. Keep, like, looking for more. And one of these that's in the works is going to hit. And I think everything's going to come together about the living situation and all that. A little more organic. A little more organic. It's going to come together. But it's...
Okay.
Have fun with it along the way.
I hope soon.
Yeah. I get soon. I get very soon.
Cool.
I guess you're going to hear some... You're going to get some kind of a good news next week, actually. I don't know if that means a job, but like a next step forward in a job. I guess you're going to get something that makes you happy next week. But you should start being more happy today.
Cool. Yeah, because the pain in the butt's supposed to, I think, call me next week or something for... So I just talked to him yesterday. I'm like, you got to go get that. Hurry up.
I thought of you so hard. Those who listened into the show, Gaetano Vivo sent me some books and some CDs we're going to be giving away for you listeners for Christmas and promoting some. And we gave away, and they sent them all the way from Italy. And I laughed. I thought of you and some of the things. I'm like, oh, my gosh, because he told me is it true that they will even take your postcards there? He said he's had people take the postcard and then send it back to someone else.
You mean, like, send it and give it to somebody else?
Yeah.
Not what I heard, but... Maybe not in where I'm at, probably up north because jealousy hurts. It could be probably up north more than down south. Down south, more jealousy, and they don't mind their own business.
I just told him, I said, oh, my gosh. Everyone knows the name like Jethro. I was raised in a rural place, a very country. We never locked our doors. We used to hand each other our mail back and forth. The first time I had to unlock and get to my mail, I'm like, what did we do wrong? Why is it grounded? And the people were like, Jethro, you need to be, you got your doors open, your car. I've never had anything stolen from me, but when he told me, he's like, they will destroy it if you don't open the package. I called here, the company, and they said, well, in Italy, they will do that. And the guy was, he talked me through. He goes, did you send him anything of cash? I said, no, it's a gift. And he goes, right. And he made me laugh.
You're right.
He's like, he did it, and it was so cute because I said, no, honestly, it's a good thing. He's an angel worker, and he goes, oh, one of those. And then he just went ahead and went through. But I did laugh. I thought of you, and I thought, I'm going to tease her when she's on. It's like they let me know. It's like, okay, Psychic Jess was a little psychotic or something. They were really funny.
Especially at the airport through security. That's more.
I'm going to get
more to security.
Because we're supposed to be going next year, and I could see me calling you going, help me, Rosemary, whatever they're going to do, because I don't want to get there and be scared. It's like, oh, my God, these people, because they were like, they let me know that I guess it's like you said, they'll take their own postcards. It's like, what a wild.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Especially I got something stolen, my cigarettes from here, so they took those away at the airport through security. I'm like, what happened to my cigarettes? And I'm going to try to go back. I'm like, where's my stuff? He goes, we didn't take him like you should. I had it with me here.
No. Well, I got to go, Rosemary. I hope we helped you. Here we are chatting. It's like, don't quit. Well, God, we're going to get to work.
And lay off the A&W root beer.
Hattie?
No, I just said I love hearing her laugh. You've got a beautiful laugh. Keep it going.
Thank you. And Jethro, stay off the A&W root beer.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you. We love you guys. And we are going to be going to the last part of here. Make sure you guys get in. If you want a full-time reader or you want to just sit and get with us and talk about the class, get with us on psychesgonewild.com. All of our information's there. one of the American Federation, like she said, she's the individual to get to and contact about any of the things we spoke of today. You guys that are writing me, I've got a lot of you teasing me. They're like, you guys have got to do more time. No, we give you an hour and then get a hold of us and do it. If we you know, it'd be like if we just stay here for a couple of days, you'd get sick of us and throw us out. So
shut up. Go, shut up.
We liked you. Now it's enough. Go ahead. Look at that old comedian. Go home. You remember her? I love that. We're going to thank you guys, and we will talk to you next week. We are now A1R Thursday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Check with us. We're on there now. So you guys that love us and love to go into A1R Psychic Radio, we will be there half an hour. Psychic's Gone Wild. So definitely check this month of November and see. We got a good lineup. We've got Patty going to be on there. We've got Jan. We've got Peg Jones. We've got Gary Wimmer. We've got me, Psychic Jethro. And one thing I want to tell all of you guys is thank all of you already who are sending out all of that positive vibration. I keep sending it back, and you know, I always have time for that. Thank you for doing that, and I'll be sending out some cards here again. I always like to do that this time of the year. So if you love email cards, catch me, because I like to send them back, and let's keep laughing and having fun. Thank you, Patty, for another fun show.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you. You always